It is 88 FM, and my special guest today is young Dominic Judge. Us, Dominic, us.
How are you today?
You're supposed to say us back, aren't you? Oh, no. If I was your sensei, I'd be very upset. But anyway, get close to the microphone for me, okay? Speak into that little blue dot. It's good to see you. Now, Dominic is 9 years old, right?
Yes, I am.
You are, and you are kind of like where it's at when it comes to taekwondo.
Yes.
That's your sport, right?
Yes, it is.
And we, I say we, people of Belito and people of the world, want to help you fulfill your dreams. And there's two things here. There is KZM Team Selection Nationals, am I right, in Pretoria at the end of this month?
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, the big one, the international competition in Italy from the 7th to the 14th of September. Mm. That's where we need to send you.
Yes, hopefully. How
exciting is that, huh?
Very.
Okay, we need to get a bit closer. Let me just sort you out here.
Sorry.
Okay, no, don't be sorry. There we go. All right, there we go. That should be a lot better. Let's do that and let's do that. And we should be okay, living the dream now. Now, you are very young to be a black belt.
Yes,
9 years old is really young.
Mm.
Now, when did you start taekwondo?
I started just before I turned 4 years old.
4 years old.
Yes.
Now, what made you do that? Was dad in the sport? Did he sort of like could have kind of egg you along, or how did that work?
No, they just wanted me to, if I sometimes needed to defend myself, I know how to defend myself.
But what made you choose that particular style? I mean, there's so many different types of styles and Shotokan and this and that. Why taekwondo?
My parents thought it was just a very good type of martial arts for me to do.
Okay. And every session that you went to, you really enjoyed it, huh?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What made it different than any other sport that you were doing at school?
It was just very enjoying for me. I learned quite a lot from taekwondo compared to any other sports I did.
And you loved it?
Yes, I did. I really did.
Now, and I remember when I did Shotokan, and my son did Shotokan karate, there was Komatai, which was fighting. Is it the same is that the same name in taekwondo or not?
No, we call it sparring.
Oh, sparring, okay.
Yes.
And what are the routines called? Is it, guys do the routines?
We call it patterns.
Okay. All right. So those are the two things that it involves, am I right, when you do competitions?
Yes.
You've got the routines, and then you face up to the big guy, you know?
Yeah.
when you're fighting against an opponent, do you have any knowledge of who he is and how good he is or not? Can you do your homework and kind of check out who you're fighting, or does it just happen?
No, usually it just happens.
Blimey, that's a bit scary, isn't it, really?
Eh? It is.
Has there ever been a time when you've looked at your opponent and gone, oi?
Yes, a few times.
And how do you handle that? Maybe the guy's slightly bigger than you, maybe, I don't know. How do you handle it mentally?
I quite struggle to think that I can beat them, but at the end I just read them and then I fight.
Okay. Now, excuse my ignorance here, but how do you win a fight? You don't have to knock the guy out, do you? Is it the number of times that you kick the guy? Just explain to us how taekwondo works in competition.
Usually there's point sparring, which goes up to 10 points. The first person to get 10 points wins. If you hit someone, you have to stop immediately. And there's another sparring called continuous sparring, where they just leave us and we fight for about 1 minute. And then whoever gets the most points out of that wins.
Okay, all right. Now, your school, where are you attending school at the moment?
I'm attending school at Ashton.
Ashton, that's a really good school. It's just across the road here from the radio station.
Mm.
And what do your friends think about you competing?
No, they don't really actually mind, but...
No? They don't really get involved?
No, they don't really.
Maybe they're just too scared of you.
No, I don't think
so. No, I'm playing. So 4 years old is when you started. Is there a specific place that you train, and how often do you train?
I train now at just opposite Hirsch's, and I train three times a week.
Okay, three times. That's quite a lot, isn't it? Because you've got school and homework and everything else.
Yes.
How do you fit all that in?
No, we just find space, and if I've got any other sports, I ditch it and do taekwondo.
Okay, because it's difficult, you know, a young fella of your age. I was telling your dad last time you were here, well, he was here, that my son got to third brown karate, and then he had to decide whether he would continue his footballing career or his karate, because both were too much. And he chose soccer, and he played professionally overseas. But he was quite upset that he didn't get to get his black belt. But that was your decision, was to go the full way, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, you're very young to have a black belt. Is this what they call a junior black belt? How does that work? I mean, you know, because you're not going to fight against a guy who's 16, 17 years old who's also a black belt. So how does it work?
No, in competitions, it usually works on heights and weights.
Oh, not age and at all?
No, not really. I've faced grade sevens before.
Wow, okay. All right, so it's all about weight and height.
Yes.
Okay, now, so tell us some of the achievements that you've already accomplished at your very, very young age of 9.
I've got my provincial colours, and I've got my black belts. Also, I've got 5 times national champion so far.
Five times in your age group?
Yes.
My goodness, that's a brilliant achievement. You must be very proud of yourself.
Yes, I am.
And I know your mum's listening at the moment as well.
Yeah.
Is she a proud mum too?
Yes, she is.
What's her name?
Her name's Ashley.
Ashley. Hello, Ashley. We're very proud of your son. He's doing really well having a chat with us here on 88 FM. All right, so what have we got to do to get you over to Italy? And have you started learning Italian yet?
No, not
I'm
yet.
I'm afraid you don't need to.
Hopefully raise funds to accomplish a part of my dream to be one of the best in the world.
Is that what you want to do? I mean, what do you want to do? I mean, obviously you'll kind of need a day job as well when you get older. Are you good academically at school?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what kind of plans have you got for your future, for your life? Regardless of the taekwondo?
I haven't actually thought about that.
Yeah, you don't need to.
No.
Do you know what it is, Dominic? It's do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
If you're happy in life, you've achieved almost everything. Honestly, I mean that. And if you have your health, of course. So look after your health.
Yeah.
Are you on a special diet as well, or not particularly?
Not particularly, no.
What kind of things do you like to eat?
Steak.
Yeah, well, that's good for you.
Types of beef, eggs, chicken,
okay. Yep.
Spinach. I like quite a few things.
We'll call you the protein kid. What do you reckon? Huh? All right, so are you going to carry on with taekwondo as you get older? I mean, is this going to stick with you for the rest of your life? As far as you know.
Yeah, it is.
And how far can you take it?
I'm taking it quite far. Hopefully, I'll get far into my taekwondo.
How far? I mean, to adults, 5th, 6th dan, or how does that work?
I'm hoping to get at least 9th dan.
9th dan?
Yeah.
Blimey. I don't think even Bruce Lee got that. And I'm sure you will get it because you're a very positive young fella. So, what do we need to do here? I think we need to give out an email address, if we can, right? And also there's a Back a Buddy campaign on the go.
Yes, it is.
To get you over to Italy.
Yes.
And it's doing pretty well, I think, so far. Do you just Google Back a Buddy, DG, and then put his name in? I think that's what you do. Yeah. All right, it's easy. I mean, people know better than I do how to get to Back a Buddy. Put your name in and make that donation. I think the total was 100 and something. 120. About 120. Ah, it's nothing, man. Be nice if somebody was listening and said, you know what, we'll sponsor him for the whole trip, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be very nice.
Okay, but you're going to get there, all right? Don't worry about it. Back a Buddy's in full swing. And also, if you want to send an email, dominicjudge.journey@gmail.com is the email address. If you want to get in touch with Dominic and his dad, then do so, please. And let's see if we can get him to this fantastic event in Italy in September. You must be so excited, young fella.
Yes, I really am.
Now, was it a toss-up to who was going with you? You know, mum and dad or both or either or? Did they toss a coin or how did that work?
No, they're still going to decide.
Oh, they're still,
they don't know.
Oh, you're still going to decide. I'm not going to ask you who you want to take with you. That really would be really unfair.
Yes.
Because you'd say both of them, wouldn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I would.
Of course you would. But there's a lot of expense involved, and you understand that as well. So
yeah.
If either mum or dad can accompany you on this trip, then so be it.
Yeah.
Dominic, we wish you well, man. We really do. Please go to Backer Buddy and type in Dominic Judge, okay? And let's try and get this young fella off to Italy, representing KZN and, of course, South Africa, right?
Yes.
How does it feel? Good.
Yes.
And you got to bring back the trophy, hey?
Okay. Yeah, I will.
And when you do, you must come and rejoin us here at the radio station and we can have another chat, all right?
Yes, okay.
Okay. Good luck, okay. Hey?
Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure.